Nolte, liar Mark Hamill compelled to apologize after wishing Trump dead. By John Nolte on May 8, 2026. The Disney grooming syndicate's Star Wars star Mark Hamill has not only lost his humanity, but he's also been exposed as a bald-faced liar. Earlier this week, and just a few days after hanging out with former President Barry Obama, Hamill took to his Stupid Blue Sky account to publish a photo of a dead President Trump with the caption "If only." On the tombstone, the date of death is 2024, with the obvious implication being if only he had died before being re-elected in a landslide in 2024. You can also assume quite reasonably that Hamill wishes that the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, in the summer of 2024 had been successful. Grim stuff. But when you allow your politics to strip away your humanity, this is how your mind warps. Naturally, Democrats ignored Hamill's assassination porn, and the far-left entertainment media downplayed it, but Hamill eventually deleted the post. Then, on Thursday, he only kind of apologized, but did so by lying about his original post. Accurate edit for clarity, he should live long enough to be held accountable for his crimes. Actually, I was wishing him the opposite of dead, but apologize if you found the image inappropriate. Liar. Hamill was not wishing him the opposite of dead. There was no contradiction in the original post. Hamill expressed his disappointment that Trump was not dead, if only, and then went on to basically say that, since he is sadly still living, I wish all these horrors upon him. It's as if, for example, I were to say, if only Mark Hamill had died before he whored himself out to the last Jedi and then lost so much of his humanity he wished a president dead. Sadly, since he didn't die, he should live long enough to discover that it takes decades to create an honorable legacy and two terrible choices to be remembered as an artistic sellout who wished people dead. What must it be like to have your entire identity consumed by politics, where you allow a politician to grind away at you to a point where you fantasize about him being dead? What a terrible way to live. It's beyond me to sympathize with neurotic and immature people who allow someone or something to dig so deep under their skin that it controls their emotional life. To a point, I understand how a guy or gal might get that way about an ex-wife or ex-husband, but eventually decent and mature people move on. They discover that allowing someone else to control their emotions is stupid. Trump's been the national political figure for a decade now, and Hamill is still acting like an ex-wife who caught her husband cheating last week. What a pathetic little man he is.